The Fed held its rate steady.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
After reducing its interest rate three times last fall, the Federal Reserve, Fed, held its rates constant during its January meeting. The Fed cut its interest rate by 0.25% three times last fall, similar to what it did in 2024. In both cases, the yield on 10-year bond dropped briefly, but then rose again, surpassing its level prior to the cuts. This time round, the Fed referred to stronger than expected economic growth as reported by the federal agencies, while inflation is still well above its 2% goal as the reason for not cutting its rate. The inflation rate, which was accommodating the Fed's goal before the pandemic, surged due to significant government transfer payments in 2020 and 21, which boosted personal savings sixfold. This influx of cash met a supply-constrained economy, causing inflation to spike from below 2% to 8% in just 2 years. Most economists expected that once the extra money ran out, people would return to their pre-COVID spending habits. How wrong we were. Instead of cutting back, consumers financed their purchases with debt, pushing household debt up by 11%, further fueling demand and inflation. Increased demand tightened the labor market, rapidly dropping the unemployment rate. Thus, the Fed's 2021 decision not to raise rates was obviously not to protect jobs, but to prop up the stock market. It was only in March 2022 that the Fed finally increased its rate by 25 basis points. It was insufficient and came too late. That summer, inflation surged to 9%, prompting the Fed to take decisive action and implement 10 rapid rate hikes. How is the economy doing? This was once an easy question to answer, as the federal government regularly published up-to-date data. However, data have become scarce, not updated, and not totally reliable. Non-governmental data estimate the economy's growth at 2.3% for last year. BLS reports inflation at 2.7% and unemployment at 4.4%. The Fed, having based its policy making on scientific data analytics, is now in a fog, as federal agencies have also reduced the number and types of data they release and seem to be in no hurry to make them up to date. When visibility drops, the only responsible choice is to slow down. While estimates and private sector data suggest labor market is softening, normally a green light for the Fed to hit the accelerator and stimulate the economy, they are instead keeping their foot hovering over the brake. The Fed fears the impact of inflation more than a potential economic slowdown, as its guidance for the year implies maybe one rate cut. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.